Blog Talk Radio.
God, this is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And it is an honor to be with you guys tonight. Praise God. And I just want to let you know that God is on your side. Praise God. As we enter into, amen, the Holy of Holies, praise God. God is right there with us. Amen. He said in his word he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm one that's a firm believer. Amen. I've been through enough to know that there is a God. And I've also, amen, praise God, been in his presence. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't care what you're going through and how it looks, amen, in your life. Amen. Praise God. We have a king. Amen. Praise God. And my thought tonight is you still in the city. Amen. Have you ever gotten tired of where you are? Amen. And where you live in? Praise God. In the neighborhood, seem like, you know, you're in the hood. In California, a certain section was called the ghetto. And seemed like you're not making any progress. And God has seen the cries of the city, and he wants to do something, amen, in order to set you free. He's given you words of prophecy and visions and dreams. And you won't move fast enough. You won't get out fast enough. And you sit there and watch as you lose your husband, or you lose your children, or your husband loses wife, or you lose friends that are around you, and your family, your kinfolks, your relatives abuse you continuously. And you keep on going back in there because that's all you know. But when you're born again and you begin to have that relationship with Christ, you will no longer want to be in the same situation. You know, we can get a mind change and a mind renewal, but if we're still in the city, amen, I don't care what goes on, amen, praise God, we have to fight harder, even though we're renewed, even though we're born again, because we're in an area where God has given us warning, amen, not only change your mind, but change your whole relationship, change the whole atmosphere that you're in, praise God, because you can no longer hang around in the hood anymore, praise God, you can no longer, amen, be a part of the system, because the system don't like Christians. It don't want Christians to get ahead. Is there anybody want to be delivered? We are going to deal with the thoughts, amen, praise God, of moving forward. Those thoughts that come to your mind and tell you, amen, it's time for you to go, that's just not your thoughts. God is putting it in your mind. It's time to get out before a worse thing happens. Amen. If you look at crime, the crime rate in 2011, St. Louis, amen, had 530 crimes within a year's time, amen. One of the biggest, most hit areas for crime is St. Louis, amen. Atlanta is next, and Birmingham, then Atlanta, Detroit, Memphis, Miami, Baltimore, Kansas City, and then we have Cleveland, praise God. Before that, we have Minneapolis, and then we have Cleveland. And if you look at the churches that have been closed, amen, within a year's time, 3,500 to 4,000 churches are closed each year. They can't survive. They don't know how to survive in a demonic, amen, atmosphere. They don't know how to fast and pray and seek the Lord. So the less pastors you have, amen, the more you're going to see problems, amen, praise God. Because when you come to Christ and you're born again, amen, a lot of things will change, but we still have to go through. Amen. The Bible let us know that we're going to be afflicted. Amen. Praise God. Look at Michigan today. Amen. It's the highest employment rate it has. Amen. 14.1% out of all the states in the United States. So you in cities that are not going to benefit you. Amen. And then because you're a Christian, you're going to be persecuted more. Amen. This that I'm talking about tonight, amen, is going to give you a clarity of why you have to get out of the city. Amen. Drugs, alcohol, all kind of sex acts, all kind of behaviors, crime, more debt, poverty, and you're living in cities that are some of the apartment houses were built back in the 20s and the 1900s, and you know that the demons are there from back that time all the way up to now, amen, and every family that lives in one of them, the demons didn't leave, they didn't take them with them, amen, most of them, but most of them, amen, stayed in the same complex, so you see, amen, child molestation, because that demon stayed there to molest another child, amen, and is using, amen, somebody you know to do it. But in the book of Genesis 18, God had talked to Abraham concerning Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot. Now, Abraham had a choice. When God told him to come out from among his kindred, amen, he literally obeyed God. He came out of an idolatrous nation where they were doing everything and killing and making human sacrifices and serving these gods that had eyes and could not see, hands that could not touch, a feet that could not walk, and amen, praise God, mouths that could not speak, but yet and still, amen, they were serving these gods, something that, amen, that was made with their own hand. They had to turn back around and serve it. And God said, come out, Abraham. And Abraham came out, but he brought Lot. That was his first mistake, praise God. Because when God is calling you out, he didn't call your kinfolk. But you want to hang on to your brother's sister or your cousin's daughter just for the fact that's my kinfolk, that's my homie, and not knowing that they are the ones that's creating the problem that's in your house. So the Lord said, because, amen, he had heard the cries of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, and because their sins were very grievous, amen, he would go down, amen, come down from heaven. Now, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a powerful God, and he takes care of the earth. Amen. Praise God. Don't think at one time that he's not watching everything that we do. I was sitting up doing something maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, and God told me, say, he let me know. He say, the demons are watching what you're doing. That means that if they could ever get a chance to take advantage of me in any kind of way, any kind of weak area that I was in, praise God, they was going to do that. Amen. Praise God. So I said, okay, God, I say I got to watch what I say, watch what I do, because words are spirit, they are life. Amen. And I can speak life, and death is in the power of the tongue. I can speak that. Or I can do something, amen, praise God, not even, you know, conscious of it, and then all of a sudden the demons are trying to destroy me, but most of all, God is watching me. So I always keep myself in a position to be holy, to live holy, to walk, amen, and talk and be in a position where I will always have a good name. Well, Abraham brought Lot with him, and then when his herd man and Abraham's herd man got into a strife about the land and the water, amen, Lot was given a choice, amen, to choose what area he wanted to live in. Abraham gave him that choice, amen. And he had the first choice. And so Lot, amen, took, amen, and he turned face, amen. He's literally faced towards Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, and ended up there. Amen, praise God, because they had bright lights in big city. It was a city, amen. Sometimes we living in cities, amen, praise God. And God done told us to get out. That'll be the death of your son. That'll be the death of your daughter. They're going to gang rape them. They're going to kill them out. So, amen, God came down and he began to tell Abraham what he was going to do according to the city, amen, and the cries that was in there. People were being sexually abused, amen, being made homosexuals against their will. The whole city was in a perverseness, amen. They served their gods, and not only, amen, with the homosexuality, that there are other family members that follow lying and murdering and killing and stealing and all kind of tricks and traps that the enemy was, amen, presenting to them, and they was doing it. They were out of control. And we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that the city that you're staying in, the people are out of control, and God want to move you to a higher ground. He's telling you to go forward. Come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the men turned their face from this and went towards Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord, and he began to talk to the Lord. And he asked the Lord, he said, Lord, he said, if there are 50 righteous in the city, he said, would you, amen, have mercy, praise God. And then he asked them again when God said, yes, he would do it. He said, if there was 40, all the way down to 10 righteous in the city. And God told him, say, I won't destroy it even for the 10, amen, but I'll bring them out, amen, and I'm paraphrasing it, and then I'll destroy it, but I will deliver. Abraham had cried out for Lot, and God, amen, had honored his prayers, amen, praise God, his cries, amen, praise God. We today need to make a decision to get on our knees and pray and say, God, is this the place you want me to be? Amen, praise God. I'm missing out on something. I can't seem to get my life together. There's always a problem, always issues. My neighbors are keeping up too much noise. They're fighting all kind of commotion, gambling, drugs, and alcohol, sex, even in the apartment complex. I can't walk, amen, up to my apartment because there's something going on. Amen. And so the two angels went into Sodom and Gomorrah just to deliver Lot. Amen, praise God, and his family. And Lot seen them as they were coming, and he rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my Lord, turn in, I pray ye, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your way. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the streets all night. Amen. It's God. Sometimes God, amen, is put in a position where he has to abide in the street all night long in order to keep you from getting destroyed. Amen. Praise God. Because somebody is down the street getting ready to shoot you. Amen. Praise God. That was a young boy, a very nice young man. Didn't get in trouble, didn't hang with the gangs. Amen. And walking home from school one day. Amen, and the gang members, amen, got into a scuffle, amen, and took a 2x4 and beat this boy down in the head because they didn't care, they didn't want to recognize the boy as who he was, a nice boy, but just because they could do it. Your children are being killed. You can't meet that man in that city. You can't meet that woman in that city because God has condemned the city and said it was not good for anything. So anybody you meet, amen, you go through problems with them because there's perversion in the city. Amen, praise God. And so God, amen, allowed the two men, amen, the two angels to go on, and they went into Lot's house, amen, and Lot made them a feast, and they did break unleavened bread, and they did eat. Amen. But the sin was still in the city. Where is your mind tonight? Amen. You got sin in the city, and God said, I told you to get out of there before your child died, before that husband, amen, get killed in a car accident. I'm warning you ahead of time. There's perverseness. There's sin in the city. Amen. There's satanic, amen, forces that are around trying to steal, kill, and destroy. You wonder why you can't get ahead. Your finances seem like every time you get a dollar, amen, praise God, you got to spend, amen, $10 or $15. But God said, cut them out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen, praise God. And so as the angels, amen, told, amen, praise God, Lot, that they would have to destroy the city to get ready to come out, before they laid down, the men of the city of Sodom, amen, compassed Lot's house, amen, young and old in their perverseness, amen, and they began to knock on the door and begin to try to push the door in, and Lot told them, say, don't do such a thing, amen, and they was asking, where are the men, so that they could come in and know them, amen, to make them, try to make them homosexuals, but God, amen, had a plan, and he wanted to deliver Lot, so he allowed the angels, amen, to blind, amen, those that was in perverseness, amen, praise God, so that they can escape, amen, praise God, when the time was appointed, amen, praise God. You got a lot of incest, amen, in the city, amen, and your own children are being molested by, amen, a kindred, amen, praise God, and you don't know anything about it because they slick with it. You know, Satan tried to hide his sin until God revealed it. Well, God was revealing that that was sin in the city. Amen, and you need to come out, praise God, amen, of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, in order to be blessed. Amen, praise God. Yes, he'll allow you to survive, amen, but you want to do more than survive, amen. You don't want to say, well, this is my mom's house, amen, and she died here, and then I'm going to die here. No, you need to sell what you got and go on and do greater things, amen, because God got great works for you to do, but you can't do it in the city. Amen, praise God. So those, amen, people that were in Sodom and Gomorrah, they was doing everything they were big enough to do, and God said the wages of sin is death. Amen, he had passed a sentence on them. Amen, praise God, and he wanted to deliver Lot, amen, and his family. And Lot had two son-in-laws, and they didn't believe, amen, what the angels, amen, the men had told them, praise God. So they stayed, but amen, early, amen, that morning, amen, God, amen, had the angels to rush, amen, Lot and his family out of the city. But before that happened, amen, the perverted people were literally trying to get a hold to the angels, amen, praise God. And I, as I said, amen, they blinded the people, but they were still trying to come in, and praise God, Lot, amen, made his first mistake. If you're a family, amen, member, you don't give your children over into the hands of the enemy. Lot said, well, you can have my two daughters, amen, they were virgins. The men told them, we don't want those women, amen, praise God, we want your children. A lot of times you get in a relationship with a man, or you get in a relationship with a woman, and all of a sudden, amen, praise God, you find out that man been molesting your child. Amen, praise God. And then, amen, praise God, you want to kill him. Amen, and God then already told you, you need to make a change. You need to go forward. You need to get out the city. Amen, amen, praise God. So, amen, because of this, amen, thank you, Jesus. Amen, the men, amen, praise God, the angels literally, amen, put forth, amen, their hands and pull Lot in the house, amen, and shut the door. And early that morning, praise God, amen, they caused Lot them to leave the city. Amen, you need to take and literally an analogy of what's going on around you and see if you have made progress. After 3 or 4 or 5 years in a city and you have not produced and you're not getting any gain out of it, you need to ask God, what do he want you to do? After you've been there so long, amen, praise God, and your family members are getting killed, amen, praise God, and things are happening, you need to take an analysis of it, amen, praise God, and ask God, say, God, excuse me, is this the right place? Is this normal for me? Amen. Because the sin is in the city, amen, and you're a Christian, amen, you're not going to, amen, benefit from the things that are there. All of it is cankered, it's perverted, amen. It becomes a cursed thing, amen, praise God, that's in the midst of you, and you got to get that cursed thing out. A lot of us pray, we pray, we pray, and a lot of times we have to pray more than what we normally would do because there's sin in the city. Amen. We are trying to stay in the city, and we haven't got tired of Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Some of us delight in seeing sin happen and looking at things that are perverted. Amen. Praise God. But God, amen, is telling us, amen, to come out of the city, amen, because there's sin there. There's wickedness there. Amen. Sin in the city. So he tells Abraham that he has seen the wickedness in the city, and he had to move upon it. Amen. He came there, sent his two men there, praise God, and then turned back around. They told Lot to get out. Amen. Lot and his two daughters, amen, and his wife, amen, came out of the city. Amen, praise God, and when they left out of the city, his wife looked back. Amen, God is telling you to go forward, and when you go forward, don't look back. A lot of us looking back in our mind and saying, oh, I don't think I can do it. I don't believe I can leave this place. I don't know about how I would make it in another place. But there have been a lot of people that have left out, amen, of one city and gone to another and gotten their blessing. Your blessings don't have to be in Sodom and Gomorrah because it's a perverse nation. Praise God. It's a nation that not only have, amen, unrighteous acts, homosexual acts, but it also have lies, murdering, killing, amen, and all kind of diverse acts. Amen. We hesitate when God tries to deliver us. We find all kind of excuses. This place is a comfortable place. I'm not going nowhere. And let my enemy go. Well, you just don't understand. Amen. Praise God. God is not afraid of the enemy, but he's trying to fix you up for a blessing. Amen. So, amen. Because of, amen, what, amen, God had promised Abraham, he delivered Lot. Lot's wife turned back and looked, amen, and turned into a pillar of salt. Lot had to leave her because she was no good to him anymore. Amen. Praise God. And he took his two daughters and went forward. Praise God. So I advise you today, whatever you're doing, you need to go forward. Praise God. Because, amen, there is an enemy out there. And the Bible said a thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's coming after your joy. He's coming after your peace. He's coming after your wages. He's coming after your children. And once, amen, amen, he get a hold to you, which is the one that makes the covenant with God, then he got the whole family. If you obey God, the Bible say obedience is better than sacrifice. If you turn, God say he's willing to help you. If you make a decision, amen, tonight to do something about your life and to make a tremendous change and get out the city, amen, God will meet you, praise God, at your point of need, at your destination. Don't allow the enemy to destroy you. Praise be the name of God. Amen. Praise be the name of God. Not only do our minds have to change, amen, and think about the things that are of Christ now, but we have to move, amen, out of the way of certain things that the enemy has in place in our lives in order to destroy us. Have a wonderful night.